And so the mysterious old man died, having helped end the curse on his house. For the baker, there would be no reunion with his father, and he and his wife, bewildered, returned home. The witch, having been punished with age and ugliness that fateful night when her beans were stolen and the lightning flashed, was now restored to her former state of youth and beauty. Milky White, after a night of severe indigestion, was reunited with a now wealthy Jack. As for the prince, he began his search for the foot to fit the golden slipper. Now, when he reached Cinderella's house, Cinderella's stepmother took the slipper into Florinda's room.
Careful, my toe, darling, I know. What'll we do? You don't have to go. But when you're his bride, you can sit or ride. You'll never need to walk.
The girl obeyed and swallowed her pain. Joined the prince on his horse, riding off to become his bride.
One is not your bride, that's true. Search for the foot that would
The prince returned the false bride and asked the other sister to try on the shoe.
Why won't it fit?
Darling, be still. Cut off a bit of the heel and it will. And when you're his wife, you've such a life, you'll never need to walk.
Swallowed her pain. But as she was helped on the back of the horse by the prince, he noticed the blood trickling from the shoe.
Have you no other daughter?
To which the woman replied,
No. Only a little stunted kitchen wench, which his late wife left behind. But she's much too dirty. She cannot show herself.
I insist.
And when Cinderella presented herself and tried on the blood-soaked slipper, it fit like a glove. Oh.
This is the true bride.
I always wanted a son.
And much to the dismay of the stepmother and her daughters, the prince took Cinderella on his horse and rode off. For Rapunzel. She bore twins and lived impoverished in the desert. Until the day her prince, wandering aimlessly, heard that voice so familiar that he went towards it. As he approached, Rapunzel, overjoyed at seeing him, fell into his arms, weeping. Two of her tears wetted his eyes, and their touch restored his vision.
As soon as you learned your lesson.
Who are you?
Surely you remember.
Mother?
This is who I truly am. Come with me, child. We can be happy as we once were.
She will not go with you.
Let her speak for herself. You are the only family I know. Come with me. Please.
You give me no choice! Bah!
Ha ha ha!
often the way in these tales. In exchange for her youth and beauty, the witch lost her powers. When the wedding with the prince was celebrated, Lucinda and Florinda attended, hoping to win favor with Cinderella and share in her good fortune. But as the sisters stood by the blessed couple, Pigeon swooped down upon them, poked out their eyes, and blinded them.
I see your prince has found you.
Yes.
Thank you for the slipper.
I didn't think I'd wed a prince.
I didn't think I'd ever find you.
I didn't think we could be so happy.
And it came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right. The kingdoms were filled with joy, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life. Ever after. Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow, and extended, ever after. All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away, all is tenderness and laughter for forever after. There were dangers and confusions, and the paths would often swerve. There were constant disillusions, but they never lost their nerve, and they reached the right conclusions.
And we got what we deserve.
I was vain.
I was haughty.
I was smug. We were happy. It was fun.
We were blind.
And we went to the woods to get our wish, and now we're really blind.
I was perfect. I had everything but beauty. I had power. And I dove like a flower in a tower. Then I went into the woods to get my wish, and now I'm ordinary. Lost my power in the flower.
Though it's deep, though it's dark, and though you may lose the path, though you may come to lose.
To be continued.